Hi, I'm Allie Brown. I play soccer for the Lady Vols, and this is the No Playbook Podcast.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for checking out the podcast. It's the show where I speak with the outstanding athletes, coaches, and experts from East Tennessee. Today, I got a soccer player from the Lady Vols on the show. Allie Brown was a real difference maker on the team last season, and this coming up year, she's expecting to step into more of a leadership role with the team, as they hope to have an even deeper run in the playoffs. Allie and I talk about her recruiting experience to UT, her upcoming soccer clinic with Mac Midgley at D1 Chattanooga, and she gives some superlatives out to some of her current teammates. This episode is sponsored by D1 Training, the place for the athlete. I'll get to Allie Brown right after this. Sit tight.
D1 is the place for the athlete. When you join the D1 team, you don't just go to a gym. You're part of a team, a family.
Family on three, one, two, three. Family.
If you're looking for a place to get better, to improve, to strive for the goals that you have, then D1 might be the right place for you. Book your free one-on-one assessment today. Don't wait.
D1. Learn more about area facilities in Hardin Valley and Blount County at d1training.com. I'm doing great. What's going on today?
Not much. It's our off day, so just classes today.
Yeah. What is a day of classes like for you?
So I'm a finance major, so I am in my first semester of like my major classes. And so today I had a BUAD class, which is just a business class at 9:10. And then later today at 2:30, I have my finance class. So
I liked it when I finally got to my major classes.
Right.
Just
right.
Because it's stuff I'm actually interested in.
100%. Yeah. So this is my first semester taking like my actual major, because I've been doing like prerequisite classes before. So it's been good so far.
Yeah, those are the lame ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Western Civ. Get out of here.
I had to do a public speaking one. That wasn't my favorite.
Well, Allie Brown, thank you for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah. First up, talk about this past season, your role on the team, and how it might change a little bit for this next season.
Okay. This past season was my sophomore season. And I earned the spot as starting left back, and that was different from my first season because I was a freshman and wasn't playing a ton. And so last season was kind of my first season of like playing. So this next season I'll be a junior and I'll be considered upperclassman. And we have a bunch of new people coming in next season, so I think it'll be really important for the people that have been here, especially me, to make sure like everyone feels welcome and like keeps the team culture. And from like getting experience of playing last season, I feel like it'll be big for just bringing that experience and leadership and my voice like to the team and on the field and off the field for next fall.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. It does seem like you lost quite a bit of folks from the team last year.
Mm-hmm. We did. We had a lot graduate, a lot of fifth years, and so this spring, we've had a smaller roster, about like 20 people.
Well, there's a few of the upcoming freshmen that have done a lot with us in various capacities. Caden Norris, goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Liv Stott, she's with us at D1. Like, actually, I saw her this morning, like awesome. Super early. Yeah, she comes in like before school.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, we're super excited. They have a high-ranking class coming in, so really excited to get to know all of them.
Now, what about like off-season training for you? Do you do anything outside of what you do just on the field with the team?
In the spring, because it's only like technically it's off-season, when we first come in, we have like our first 3 weeks that are 8-hour weeks, so we don't have as much training. And so we only train like 3 or 4 days like week, and it's lighter. So on the weekends, we get off. So a few of us will go like to the field and just get touches in just to like help us focus on the individual things we need. And so that's more just in the spring. And then once our games pick up, because we do have 5 spring games, we're kind of back into a little bit of a busier schedule. So it's not as much extra training. But then summer is definitely a big off season. Put the work in. Definitely.
Right. What is it that you think you might need to work on the most?
I would say for me, being a defender, my 1v1 defending is definitely something that is important. So definitely working on just my like technique, footwork, making sure I'm in the right place. So I would say that's a big thing for me. And then also just like long balls, those are like over the top of defenders, just accuracy with that. That's something I want to work on. So.
Yeah, I would imagine I'm imagining like a back, how they'd work out with us, and I would think maybe some lateral movements, even your like hip flexibility, that kind of stuff is probably pretty big.
Definitely. Yeah. A lot of change of direction movement is big.
Yeah. Well, now you mentioned the summer. Do you do any kind of like WPSL or any sort of summer league?
So I'm actually in a USLW league, which is similar to WPSL. And it's out of Nashville, so that's where I'm from. And it's with a club called TSC Soccer Club, and it's just a new league. It actually started its first year 2 years ago, and so it's fairly new. But last year we actually had a really good season and made it to playoffs, and so this year I'm hoping we do well again. And yeah, it's fun.
I like all those kind of leagues where it's essentially a summer league. A lot of times most of the players are college kids,
Right.
and gives them touches and working with new teammates. And it's something, as a fan, it's fun to get out there and be a part of that too.
Totally. We actually have a few. There's three or four of us from Tennessee that are playing on my summer league team. So it's fun playing with them too in the summer.
Oh, great. And you say you're from the Nashville area?
I am, yes. Right out,
So,
I'm from College Grove, which is like 20 minutes south of Nashville.
what was that recruiting process like that brought you from there to UT?
Well, so I'm actually originally from Chicago, and then I moved to Nashville my junior year of high school. And so I was recruited in Chicago.
Wait, real quick. I'm sorry, I want to pause you. You moved from Chicago to Tennessee your junior year of high school?
High school, yes. Middle
I
of high school.
also moved
Oh,
junior
really?
year of high school. Yeah.
It
That
definitely,
sucked.
yeah, it's definitely hard, but honestly, like I'm super grateful. Like I love Tennessee. And I feel like it was good for me in the long run. At first, it was a little like, oh my gosh, high school, like big transition, but yeah.
Yeah, I was the same way. I don't want my parents to like know, but pretty quickly after we moved here, I was like, this is better than where I was.
Yeah, right, 100%.
But yeah, that's tough. And but still getting to be a part of that and then getting recruited here. Were you looking at places outside of this
Yeah,
area?
so I knew I always liked the South for some reason. So I was looking in SEC. My recruiting was also a little different because it was during COVID. So we couldn't really like go see schools and like see the campuses because everything was like shut down. But before that, my family like vacationed in Tennessee one weekend. And so we drove through the campus of the University of Tennessee. And I was like, this is great. Like, love it. And then at a showcase, Tennessee coaching staff was there. So then we just kind of started talking from there and then ended up choosing it. Yeah.
Yeah. What was like the main factor you think that led you to picking the Lady Vols?
I would say definitely the team culture was a big thing. I feel like a lot of people know that Tennessee's like our team culture is super big. Everyone's super close and gets along. And I feel like that's super important because we literally spend like all day together. So that was a big thing. And then also our head coach Joe was my main recruiter. And he like seemed like he really cared about me as like a person and not just like as a soccer player. So I really liked that like personal connection. And then the campus is gorgeous. So that was a big thing. And it was south. So all the factors fell in line.
How do you like get that feel of what the you talk about that close connection with the girls on the team? Like, how do you get that though when you're just a recruit kind of checking
Right.
it out?
So for me, obviously it's different now because they can like come. COVID, I couldn't really come see the team, but I like asked for a few of their numbers and was just kind of like texting a few of the current players, just asking certain questions I had. And I feel like that helps you get a feel for just like what the people are like and how they respond. And now like you can come on official visits. And I feel like just being around the team, you can kind of get a vibe of what everyone's like. And I feel like that's huge because you need to like the people on your team. So.
Yeah. So
Have you gotten to work with any of the upcoming freshmen that I guess some of them started school early, right?
None of them did actually. None of them came in a semester early, but we have, they've some, the ones that live in Knoxville have come to games and kind of like we've met them, and they all did have a visit one time where they were all together. So we all met them as a team.
Okay. How is Kayla Barr doing, by the way?
She's good. She actually had her, we had a spring game against Clemson this past weekend, and it was her first game back from her ACL, and she scored a goal. It was awesome.
Nice. Excellent. So Kayla, she worked out with us at D1 for a very long time, and she actually went to high school where I went, and where my one of my closest friends is the head coach. So I'm always rooting to see her do big things. But hey, let's talk about this soccer clinic you've got coming up at D1 in Chattanooga. Are you excited for this?
I'm super excited. I love like meeting like younger kids that like love soccer and love Tennessee, because I feel like I feel like it was yesterday that I was like a little kid, like so excited for soccer and just like playing the game. So I'm really excited.
Were there any players like on a college or even pro level when you were a kid that you got to meet?
Yeah, there was, like, I was a huge fan. So growing up in Chicago, they had like the Red Stars, like NWSL team that we would go watch. And so like Julie Ertz was someone that was on that team at the time. And like, I like got like her to sign like one of my shirts, like after the game. And I remember being like starstruck, like, oh my gosh. And then just a few of the older players on my like club team when I was younger went to like Northwestern, which was close by. So we got to go to some of those games. So definitely super cool to see that as
That's
a young
great. Man. Is Julie Ertz from that area?
I actually don't know, but I remember she was on the Red Stars at the time. And so.
Got it. So you and Mac Midgley going to be there helping. Both Soccer Shots will be there and the Chattanooga Red Wolves Academy helping to run this thing. So we'll have kids come in and do a little soccer training and have some fun.
Can't wait. I'm really excited.
Good. How about, I've seen some other NIL stuff for you and other soccer players posted lately. What's that been like?
Yeah. So recently we all kind of got, or there's a few of us on the team got a deal with Vol Auto, which is a car company. And so we all got billboards, which was kind of cool just to like get our name out there. And so I feel like for me, like I like didn't really know much about like NIL and what that was kind of like. And so I haven't had a ton of like NIL deals, but recently I've been like kind of digging into it a little bit, because I'm like, may as well take advantage of it being an athlete. So yeah, it's been really cool. Super cool to get a billboard and everything. So
yeah. Yeah. Now I'll tell you, when it comes to like, I know it's, you kind of got to hustle a little more in the NIL game when you're not one of like the big three sports.
Right.
That's
right.
Just kind of the way it is. But I can tell you, because I've been working with events since NIL started. And so this like thing coming up at D1, athletes that kind of take advantage of those. So baseball, for instance, I don't know if you remember the name Evan Russell. So Evan Russell was a baseball player at UT, and he just had the best attitude when he would go out in the community and do events. And like, I saw that and spoke to agents, and like that turned into so much extra work for him. And then there would be other players that would kind of show up and be like, hey, I'm a big shot. And like, I saw it, like it would tank their like interest in the community. So it's pretty neat to see that.
Right. Totally.
But did you take the intro to NIL class at UT?
I actually did. So I was in the first class that it was like available to take. And so it was kind of new. They were kind of figuring it out, but it was really cool because they had a bunch of like speakers come in and talk to us, just like sharing like their thoughts and like how they view athletes. And like you said, they like people who are friendly to the community and not like think they're like big ego and everything. And so it was a good class. I enjoyed it.
Was that the Cat Jones class?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I spoke at that class. Were you there when I came?
Wait, I think so.
Okay.
Wait, did you come? Because I took it my freshman year. So that was 2 years.
Your freshman year, I would have been there representing Dick's House of Sport.
Okay. Yes. Totally.
Yeah. So that was me. But I, and she had me come because we were working so much with the athletic department and different mm-hmm. events, running so many NIL things. And just since then I've continued doing that. And now she's gone back to UCF.
Okay.
Cat is, but mm-hmm. Lynn Youngs is a guy from the entrepreneur program. Right. So he has me come. I was there last week.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I know we have a few soccer girls in that class right now.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So tell me something very few people know about you.
That's a great question. This is very random, but something people don't know. I can do the splits. That's like a hidden talent of mine.
Does it ever come in handy on the field?
Actually, sometimes people say I'm very flexible. And so I guess when I have to stick my leg out for a shot, it's not as painful as someone who's not as flexible, but yeah.
Good. Now, so I like to do this, especially with the soccer players, because I see y'all make these videos tell me about this. So I've got a quick speed round with you, and this is all about girls that are, we'll say, currently on the team.
Okay.
Who's the best dressed?
I would say Leah Klerman, my roommate. She's got great style, always put together.
Now, is Mac one of your roommates also?
She is, yes. So I have three roommates. She is one of them. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Who's the third?
Her name is Luch. She is new this year. She transferred in.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Most likely to be famous, not as a soccer player.
I would say Jenna Chatterton. She's a junior. Or Nolan. Both on TikTok. I feel like they would blow up. They already blew up on some videos, so I feel like they could definitely be famous. Now,
I've gotten the answer Nolan before.
Yes. She does well on social media. I feel like an influencer.
Yeah, yeah. How about mm-hmm. funniest on the team?
I would say Keaton Mitchell, our freshman. She is a goofball. Yeah, totally. Totally a goofball.
Most likely to talk their way out of a speeding ticket.
I would say Linny is also a freshman. She's from Germany. I feel like because she's from Germany, it's easy for her to like get away with things just because she's like, oh, I'm from Germany. Like, I didn't know. So I feel like she could talk her way out. Like, totally.
Who is one player that you would not want to date your brother?
I would say my other roommate, Luch.
Okay.
She's just very loud and outgoing.
Okay. Got it. I actually got Mac. So I forgot who it was. Somebody gave me Mac as the answer for talk their way out of a speeding ticket.
I could totally see that. She sometimes can I feel like she could her emotion, she could just start crying or just like act oblivious and be like, oh my gosh, what? Like she's super good on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your favorite sports movie?
I really like a classic. I feel like The Blind Side is a great just sports movie. I also like Rudy. I like the True Story movie. So I'd say those are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any good soccer movies?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
I mean, there's some silly ones. There's The Big Green. There's Ladybugs. But those aren't good movies.
Right, right, right. Yeah,
it's just escaping me. Now, one question. Everybody on the show gets this one question. And it's tell me one unforgettable sports memory for you, either as a spectator or as an athlete.
I would say one recent unforgettable moment was our first round of the NCAA tournament against Xavier last season. So we played Xavier my freshman year in the first round and ended up losing. And so we got the draw this year of playing them in the first round again, which so unlikely, but it was awesome because we all wanted revenge on them. And so it was a close game the whole game. Then we went into overtime, then double overtime. And the last minute of that double overtime, we scored. And I feel like it was just such a rewarding moment because we were all so excited, all so tired from playing And after losing to them the year before, it was awesome. So,
heck yeah. Mm-hmm. How far is the team going to go this year?
We're hoping the Elite Eight. I feel like we got a good team coming up. So,
Sweet That's 16. Great. It's good to have Jada back.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. She's looking good. She should be able, she started practicing with us because of her ACL. So she should be back soon. Then cool. A lot of freshmen. So yeah, we're excited.
All right. Well, Allie Brown, we're looking forward to that event here in a couple of weeks. And thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
D1 Training is the place for the athlete, and we've got a brand new facility about to open in Blount County. With classes starting as young as 7 years old, D1 can help everyone take their game to the next level. Our five-star training system comes straight from Division I strength and conditioning programs. At D1, we offer personal training, team training, youth development programs, adult boot camp classes, and much more. Learn more about D1 Hardin Valley and our introductory founders rate for the new Blount County facility by following us on social media and visiting D1 Training.com.